Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Joining us today, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, here's Jen Sabella. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. All right. Taylor Swift is coming to town, and how does this connect to cat adoption?
So as we know, Taylor Swift is a cat lady. She has her cats that she brings on tour with her. She posts a lot about them on social media, and it's also a crucial time for these shelters when it comes to cats. It's kitten season,
aww.
So all the stray cats and unfixed cats out on the street are having kittens, and these shelters are overburdened with cats. So if you've ever been thinking about adopting a cat, now is the time. They really need homes, and Friday through Sunday, you can adopt a cat for just $13, which is Taylor Swift's lucky number. So they're having a series of events, Anti-Cruelty Society, starting today all around the city. You can go to our website at blockclubchicago.org and find out. But yes, now is the time to get a kitty if you have been thinking about getting one. And I can't recommend it enough. I'm a full-blown cat lady just like Taylor.
How many do you have, Jen?
Oh, God, do I want to say this on the air?
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. She's hesitating. Do you have 12?
Five.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How many litter boxes with five cats?
Five litter boxes. So, yeah.
They can't share? What is wrong with them?
Oh, no.
Well, if you're not Jen Sabella, you should head over to the Anti-Cruelty Society and think about adopting a little kitty. Oh, they're so cute. I saw something on TikTok about New York bagels and the reason their cream cheese, their schmear is so much better in New York is because they add seltzer water to it. I don't know if that's true, but I'm not in New York and I want Chicago-style bagels. Where do I get them?
So this new place is called Tilly's, and they've been doing pop-ups all over the city. They had one down by me in Beverly. They kind of just, like, partner up with different cafes and sell their bagels, but they're finally opening their own place in the South Loop at 34 East Balboa Drive, and these bagels are good. I know that there's been a lot of talk about how bad Chicago bagels are, but these are really solid bagels, and a former fine dining pastry chef is behind them.
Mm.
He formerly worked at the Girl and the Goat and Marisol and Boca. These are delicious. They're just like chewy. I mean, they're saying they're not like New York style bagels, but I've tried them and I think they're pretty on par with the quality of bagels you can get in New York.
All right. And just in time for patio season, the city council backs COVID era rules, making outdoor dining a little bit easier. Is that true?
That's right. So remember how when COVID hit, we all opened up our streets a little bit more and added tables outside. Those rules were about to expire, but the city council voted yesterday to let restaurants keep using that outdoor space. It used to be a lot stricter in the city when it came to adding patios, and this is a good thing, I think, for most businesses. We are trapped inside for too much of the year, so it's really nice to have these expanded patios and get sit outside and eat. So this is going to make it a little bit easier for restaurants to do that.
And happy first day of Pride Month. Tell us about Block Club's Proud City coverage.
Yes, I'm so excited about this. Please visit our site, and you could sign up for our special Pride newsletter. We have dozens of stories coming on LGBTQ Chicago. We have how to be a better ally. We have a guide to LGBTQ plus businesses. We have all these events happening all around the city, and we have a special theme, which is LGBTQ families, whether this is biological family or chosen family. We profile a lot of really, really great Chicagoans and just, you know, some LGBT folks, myself included. We've been reading a lot about negative anti-LGBTQ legislation throughout the country, so it's really vital to celebrate the community right now, and we're going to be doing that all month at Block Club.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And so like I mentioned, I saw this on TikTok where you put seltzer water in cream cheese to make it. Andy, you were looking. Have you been into New York a lot? Because I was there once.
Yeah, I've tasted them before, and they are different tasting. And my wife and I were just talking about Tilly's because she had heard about them.
All right. Well, my question is seltzer. What is seltzer water? Is that club soda?
Yeah, club soda, yeah.
All right. I'm a tonic girl, and that would not be good in cream cheese.
Probably not.
And can I just throw
I'm going to have to experiment with this.
I know. I am going to do TikTok. I'm telling you, it sucks at least 2 hours of every day, sometimes more.
So true.
But so tonic water, I love a good vodka and tonic because tonic has taste to it. Soda does not. Club soda has really no taste, just bubbles, and that's when you can float a little fruit juice or something on the top. But do you know tonic water has as many calories as a Coca-Cola? I mean, look at the calories next time.
I think there's a lot of sugar in there.
That's why it's so good. Damn. I thought, you know, I thought it was clear and bubbly and that meant no calories, but no go. Jen, great to talk to you. Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Wendy. You too.
All righty.